It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hour number two, Felger and Mass here from our Tom Ferry Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're brought to you by DraftKings, both on the radio and TV side. Catch us anytime on the app or the website, 985thesportshub.com, live stream, and all the replays. You miss any segment, anything, it's all up there, every word, every day. Mixing in one Patriots topic here, and it's not a new one, but it does crystallize something we've hit on many times before, and it's a big issue on the table for Bill Belichick, and that is his legacy post-Tom Brady. And you're already smirking, now, so just give me what you got here before
I go.
Oh,
no. When you sent this link, I hadn't seen it. It is a great column. Great. Sorry, that's all I wanted to say.
Murray, you want to?
Oh, same thing. I mean, I was like, oh, what's this story? And I read it. I was like, ooh.
So this is from a couple days ago. We just sat on it because we wanted to do game reaction Monday and Red Sox reaction yesterday. So more of a middle of the week kind of thing. But this was written in the Dallas Star-Telegram. Mark Engel wrote it. Headline, Dallas Cowboys win over New England, a new dent in Bill Belichick mystique. So this is an opinion. This is a story on Bill Belichick coming off the Dallas game from a Dallas writer. So instead of writing about Dak Prescott or the Cowboys or whatever, he looked at Bill. And Mark Engel wrote, Hall of Fame coaches are made by great players, and Bill Belichick should have quit the moment Tom Brady retired to Florida. Few coaches in history of a sport have been made by one player the way Belichick and the ensuing mystique were built by one guy. No quote-unquote great coach has been made by one player like unbeatable Bill. So no coach ever has been made by one player like unbeatable Bill.
That's a shot. What a shot that is.
He says Phil Jackson had Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and then later Kobe Bryant and Shaq. Greg Popovich had Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili. Jimmy Johnson had Troy, Michael, and Emmett. So credit Belichick and his staff for drafting, developing, and putting Brady in the game decades ago. But hard stop on the Patriots dynasty being more Belichick than Brady. On Sunday in New England, the Dallas Cowboys did their best to give Belichick a win, but beatable Bill and his Patriots blew it. He says the Patriots with Tom Brady don't lose this game. So again, this is a Dallas writer. This is a Dallas writer who has lived through it before, and I'm just stopping now, and I'll continue. But this is a Dallas writer who, I don't know how long Engel's been around, but certainly knows the history of Tom Landry there and knows Jimmy Johnson there. And he's covering the Cowboys, but he looks at what's going on here and says, this is about the coach and something we've seen before in other sports.
History repeating itself.
I mean, can you blame him for feeling that way? Again, we've seen it. Blocked punts, penalties, turnovers, not going for it on fourth down, playing scared, the whole thing, giving up third and 25, the whole thing. I mean, you know bad coaching when you see it.
Mark Engel writes, the Patriots, with only Bill Belichick, lose plenty of these kind of games. Belichick, 69, now looks like a man he once revered, Tom Landry. As the Cowboys ascend, the Patriots are in the unfamiliar territory of descending not to mediocrity, but becoming the Cleveland Browns under Bill Belichick. It has been so long since Belichick was the head coach of the Browns, you need a reminder that in his 5 years there, he was 36-44. Without Tom Brady as the starting quarterback, Belichick's record is that of a coach who should be fired multiple times. And then Engel goes into all the numbers at Carlton and Norwell, and everyone can repeat verbatim over and over. The Belichick's now 27-32 with the Patriots in games Brady didn't start. He's 63-76 in games that Brady didn't start. His Belichick's winning percentage in Cleveland was 450. Belichick's winning percentage in New England without Brady is 457. So he's back to being the Cleveland Browns, Bill Belichick. And I'm saying that he didn't write that. Engel continues. He says all dynasties end. And some coaches are able to get out before it all becomes Rome aflame. Phil Jackson did it with the Bulls. Jimmy Johnson did it with the Dallas Cowboys, although he left prematurely. He says Scotty Bowman left his Detroit Red Wings dynasty right on time in 2002. Popovich hangs on in San Antonio, where he could finish 0-82 and still his legacy would remain intact. They write Tom Landry, he hung on too long. Before he was fired by Jerry Jones, Landry had presided over a team that posted three straight losing seasons and were 17-30 over that span. He was 64 in his final season with the Cowboys. Once Brady left New England to sign with Tampa Bay, even the most loyal of Belichick backers knew a slide was coming. And when Belichick committed to rookie Mac Jones to be a starting quarterback this season, it was the clearest indication the franchise was rebuilding. Against the Cowboys and other opponents this season, Jones looks legit. There are also no guarantees. No one would know this more than Bill Belichick. He's not a dummy. He's just not a genius. The genius was Tom Brady. The record is conclusive. Period, paragraph, end of story.
Yeah, again, you know, we always use that expression. If you just stepped off a spaceship, landed on Earth, and sat in Foxborough on Sunday and watched that game, and you watched the Patriots, and you watched some of the games before it, what would you say? And you would say they are poorly coached. They're poorly coached. They turn the ball over. They commit penalties. You know, again, so you can't get guys on and off the field. They have punts blocked. You'd add it all up.
But this is, you know, I've had this debate with Mike Holly, my TV partner, you know, all season long, and others, you know, who may not get it. But the Bill Belichick's legacy is not secure. It's not. A piece of it is secure. You could say that he got the best out of Tom Brady and no coach quarterback accomplished more than they accomplished. And Bill did a wonderful job when he had Tom Brady, maximizing Brady and, you know, taking it, doing it for 20 years, you know, basically doubling any other dynasty. So, like, that piece is secure. That happened. You know, that chapter's closed. But unlike any other coach in any other sport I've ever seen, people have the numbers of what he did without Tom Brady. And as soon as it goes the other way, it's being used against him. So the folks in Dallas are ideally suited to adjudicate that, if you will. They saw it under Jimmy Johnson and to a much greater extent under Tom Landry. And they know their NFL football and, you know, they're up on all that stuff. So the Dallas Cowboys come up here and the Dallas Cowboy writers come up here. And they, you know, get a firsthand look at Bill Belichick's Patriots without Tom Brady, and they say, "Oh my God, this is Landry." And that's Bill's going to have to wear that. That's why that part of his legacy is not complete.
As he should. Right now, this team, I would argue, is no better than last year's train wreck. And he basically had an open checkbook this offseason, and this is what you get. So if you spend all this money on these high quality players, so we thought, shouldn't the greatest coach in NFL history be coaching them up and getting better results? And he hasn't.
I mean, if he were in his prime, would it look differently there? I, you know, all I'm telling you is, you know, these were the stakes for Bill this season. And it was accentuated by the fact that Brady went and won immediately. So it's like, well, Brady proved he can win with just another team or another coach. I know they're a good team, but you know what I'm saying? This is how history is going to look at it. Brady kept winning. Bill didn't. And like that is not something we just came up with here on Felger and Maz. This is how it's going to be viewed. And Belichick's still going to go to the Hall of Fame and people are still going to say he's the greatest coach of all time or among the greatest coaches of all time. But there's going to be a but.
Yep, there's going to be a yeah, but.
There's going to be a yeah, but. And if you don't believe it, I'm sorry. Like this is an opposing market, an opposing writer on an opposing team that has no dog in this fight. Brady, Belichick, you know, Jag Jones, whatever, Gaspard, Bedard, it's just a neutral observer who comes up here and says, oh, I've seen this before. And, oh, the Belichick-Brady thing? Maybe we should just be talking about the Brady thing. And I think Bill's invited it because he cares so much about credit. He's in that school of coaches that just craves the credit, starved for the credit. And so I think he sort of brought it on his himself. But, well, so be it. He's getting it. He will continue to get it.
Yeah, he did. He brought a lot of this on himself. I was just going to say that. And, you know, and look, it's hard to go through a whole career and not have a yeah, but. Okay? Brady's, you know, going to probably pull it off.
And let me tell you, another thing I think that's hurting his legacy, in the same breath, is that every single coach that comes from his program blows. Even guys we thought might have been okay. I thought Flores was going to be okay.
He's turned into a pumpkin.
He may not make it. May not make it through this year. Joe Judge, I'd be surprised if he makes it through the season.
Right.
Now, he might be fired in November. Okay? Bozo. Flores, we thought had it, doesn't. Mangini was good for a hot minute, completely fell on his face. You know, it's like...
The best of the bunch might be Bill O'Brien, and would you want that guy as your head coach?
No, I wouldn't, and he might be the best of the bunch, but what is that saying? Did he ever win a playoff game? I think it was 0-5 in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. So it's like, if they're using the Patriot way, and they're just copying the methods, and it doesn't work... What does it say about those alleged methods?
It says that they were all a product of Brady.
They're crap. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like, I mean, you look at the coaches from Bill Walsh or Tom Landry or these other guys. There's some real coaches there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who went on to do some real things. And you say, okay, well, they learned at the feet of an all-time coach and, you know, co-opted some of the methods of an all-time coach and had success with them. And I think that bears, you know, that reflects well on Tom Landry. And give me someone from his tree because it escapes me now. But Bill Walsh is obvious, you know, and Parcells is obvious. I add this to the list, too. It's like, well, you know.
No, it's a good point, Mike.
It's one of these guys have to work.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. That the
none of them? None of them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that the method, you know, if you look at it in those terms, that Bill fathered the method, okay? The method hasn't won without Brady. And maybe this plays into what some of the stuff Gasper was saying last week, but we'll get to that another time. That, you know, the method only works if you've got, like, a great quarterback. So it's a fair point. His guys have left here, and they've tried to implement his method, and his method doesn't work. And I still think that all of Bill's leverage and credentials... You know, Bill was never a great motivator. Bill was about the winning. That's what the attraction was with Bill. And if the winning was a product of Brady, then what does Bill have to stand on?
All right. So, again, not a news story, but it's just brought up. This column was written in Dallas coming out of that Cowboys game. And I just think it's an indication of what Bill's in store for and how this isn't just, again, it's not just Felger and Maz doing this thing. This is how people look at these coaches. And the Mark Engel, there's right to bring up Phil Jackson and Popovich, and because people throw this at those guys too. What were you without Michael? Well, he won elsewhere. Well, what were you without Michael, Shaq, and Kobe? And they say with Popovich, what did he become after Tim Duncan? And so those guys get it some. But can anyone recite to me Greg Popovich's record without Tim Duncan? No one has that number. When people talk about Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, well, it rolls off the tongue now for most people. 63-76, 27-32, 450 winning percentage in Cleveland, 450 winning percentage here in New England without Tom Brady. It's like there's billboards of it. And this thing's going to follow Bill until he proves otherwise.
Yeah, that's because Bill was all too eager to tell people what Parcells' record was without him. And now people are throwing it back in his face.
Okay, there's that. If it makes you feel any better, you have a free chance to go see Patriots-Jets on Sunday. The New York Ticket Weasel's giving away tickets coming up in just about 15 minutes. But you have to recite his favorite Jet player. Who is that?
Can we rerun that? Let's hear from the New York.
So do we have three versions of it?
Well, there's two because we're giving away two pairs.
I see. Go ahead.
I'll tell you right now, bro, I miss the days of the New York Sack Exchange. One of the best defensive lines in NFL history. F*** the Purple People Eaters, the Sack Pack, fearsome, foursome, Sack Exchanges, where it was at, led by f***ing Mark Gastineau. He was a man.
There he goes, the New York Ticket Weasel.
When we call for caller 10 at 3:30 to give away free Patriots Jets tickets, you must name the New York Ticket Weasel's favorite Jet.
Yep. Mark Gastineau.
There it is. I thought that sounded familiar. Back with more right after this.
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Mazz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yo, Johnny said that your record is 2-4, but he doesn't feel like you guys are a 2-4 team. What do you feel about where your team is at?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready for the Jets here, so let's try to focus on what we can do. You're ready to go this week, and I'll go out there and play a good football game.
So that was a question about Janu Smith said they don't feel like a 2-4 team. I guess other players have parroted this thought as well. They don't feel like a 2-4 team. Bill, of course, wouldn't go there.
Touchy, touchy.
Well, I would also agree they don't feel like a 2-4 team. They kind of feel more 1-5-ish to me than 2-4-ish.
Yeah, they feel worse. Again, I'm sorry. I can't let go of the block punts.
Yeah,
had it happen twice.
And I don't care about the competitive games against good teams at home. You know, like, there's a lot of bad teams that get good teams at home in the right spot, travel, whatever, weather, all those things, and give them a game and lose.
Yeah, you hung with Tampa and Dallas. Good. And really, I legitimately didn't mean that. Good. Now explain why you lost to wretched Miami, the Saints. You had Davis Mills pass all over you in a game you probably should have lost, but you still won. Like, it's those other ones that are like, what am I looking at? It's as bad as it was last year.
They're 0-4 at home. 0-4. That is the sign of a bad team.
And let me tell you another sign of a bad team. I was legitimately just thinking this. The Jets are coming off a bye, and that worries me a little bit.
It should.
The Jets, who are on their way to 2-14. The fact that they had an extra week to prepare, and you're coming off another emotional high of a loss, emotional low, however you want to describe that, has me worried that this one's not in the bag.
Oh, this one's not in the bag.
So anyway, okay, so
I could have told you that.
Mix that in with our Red Sox thoughts. Here's Chris in the car on the Sox. What do you got for us, Chris?
Hey guys. A question to all three of you with last night's game included in this. Who really needs to step up? If you see Kiki and Schwarber, really, you know, they struggled, and they've been carrying us. And who else? I'm just wondering, like, you know, where's Renfro? And there's been a splatter of our catcher. I'm sorry. But
yeah,
anyway,
Vasquez. He just missed one last night. Ooh,
yeah.
In the eighth there, I thought he got that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's anyone specific. Renfro is not, you know, I don't know if you have those series numbers in front of you, Maz, you know, with the batting averages. I couldn't,
I can punch those up
quick. I couldn't tell you, but I feel like most everyone has come through at least at some point. And last night, it's like, well, the key at bat to me was Arroyo had a triple, runner on third, less than two out. There's one out for Schwarber, who's been great. And he lined out to the second base. What, am I going to get on Schwarber? He had a grand slam the game before. And Devers has had big hits. And I mean, so, like, who's not coming through? Bogarts, I think, has frustrated us from time to time. Two-run homer last night.
Yeah, he woke up last night.
So it's like, you tell me who?
No, Renfro, I
Renfro's
think.
Renfro's 1-11 with six strikeouts.
So him.
Yeah. And so, no, you want me to be cynical about it. I say, okay, well, everybody's contributed. What happens if they all go cold at the same time? Because that's how streaks work. like, you know, they're all sort of on the same cycle. Now, do I think that that's happening here? No, I don't. But you raised something earlier that I had not considered because I think Cora is sort of locked in. You get a lefty going tonight. Dahlbeck typically plays against lefties. If you're looking to give that thing a jolt, you put Schwarber in left field, you put Dahlbeck at first base, and you take Renfro out and move Verdugo over. It's a decent idea.
You're welcome. There you go.
Thank you.
Send that to Alex.
I'm going to steal it.
Ryan and Malden on Bill Belichick. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, man. So just like the two block punts, not going on it for the fourth and one, you know, his mind's slipping. It's almost like he's getting, you know, the more older he gets, the more worse he's getting. Without Brady, you just look at the stats. You know, I'm calling for his retirement this year. I think he might retire.
Okay. Well,
this year, if not next year.
So I doubt he'd retire. Like, you know, it may be played that way. It may be played as a mutual departing, but I think he makes too much money still. Why would he's still in the catbird seat there, man. Did I mention the money? And if he wants to catch Shula, he's got to keep going. So I don't think he retires, but I don't know if it continues on this track, they're not going to allow him to hang around long enough to break the record. If he's finishing 6-11 every year, you know, 7-10, they're not going to do that.
I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here as you talk about, like, you know, not retiring and what have you. You believe that they had a, you know, front office reorg.
Yep.
That at least sapped him of a little bit of power.
I do.
Okay. Is there any chance that in exchange he get a couple of extra years on his contract?
Oh, I think that's a way for him to hang on.
Did that watch of yours buzz?
No, I'm not wearing it today. I'm just, as he was saying it occurred to me.
Oh, no. I think
that's what Bill gets out of it.
I think there's a negotiation. Like, you know, it's, all right, you can stay one more year, but we're not giving you $25 million and you're not running the draft board. And we'll say whatever you want publicly. I mean, no problem, but... You know, no, you're going to take a cut and we're going to get some other guys to make some calls here in the front office. And I have no watch either. I just think there's a middle ground there
But if he reverts back to what he was pre-Brady, it's Belichick with the Browns. You can't let him hang around.
Oh,
if
they
it's
going
to be that bad.
No, they won't. I'm telling you, is there an intermediate step, though, between gone this year and, you know, whatever, just hanging on like Tom Landry for three straight losing seasons? I don't think he gets three straight.
Yeah.
I think he gets two, I think. I don't know.
Maybe they want him around just to help with the quarterback.
But it's fair to bring up the age. It just is. It's a massive job, especially the way he does it, where he's the coach and the GM and controls everything. That's a big job requiring a lot of hours. And the older you get, I would assume you got less hours in you. So it's a totally fair thing to bring up. Want to remind you, we are giving away Patriots-Jets tickets here in a matter of minutes. Also want to give you a programming note. Maz's Baseball Hour comes your way tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, we got something special in store tonight, Maz. What are we going
to
do?
Well, so I haven't even had a chance to discuss this with Murray yet. But
I'll just spring it on him.
Yeah, what the hell. Murray, you know how on Monday nights there's an alternative broadcast with the Manning brothers?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Tonight, you're Eli.
Oh, fun.
Alternate broadcast.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do an alternate broadcast of the Baseball Hour tonight.
I'm into that.
With Peyton and Eli here will be in studio to take you through Game 5 of the Red Sox and Rays. Red Sox and Astros. Good heavens.
It's off to a bad start.
It is. It's off to a bad start. Guess what? This is why it's going to be a good alternative. Yes, Murray and I will be providing an alternative broadcast.
An alternate broadcast. Are they called, the Mannings called the alternative or alternate? Whatever. What are those called on ESPN?
The Manning cast.
Yeah, the Manning cast.
Oh, yeah. So what's this cast?
The Maz cast.
This is the Maz cast.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, there you go. It's easy enough.
The Maz cast.
The Maz and Murray cast.
And Jimmy can pop in as, like, you know, the Russell Wilson or the guest that usually chimes in here and there.
So I just want another moment where, you know, Maz is yelling about Mike Napoli having lead in his ass.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one. He did. He had lead in his ass. He got thrown out.
So,
whale.
There's no real point in trying to counter-program at 6 o'clock. It's hard to do a baseball hour when there's a big baseball game going on opposite. So
a little
tricky. So you know what we got? We have the Mazcast. Alternative broadcast to Red Sox Astros pivotal game 5 tonight at 6 o'clock. So stay tuned for the baseball hour on that one. Okay, that's what we have coming up at 6 o'clock. At 5, since it's still Felger and Maz, we'll be doing a football hour with Paul Perillo. All right. Speaking of football, Patriots Jets tickets are yours right now. Do we have a special sounder to play or anything?
Hit the intro again, Jimmy.
You have the read to do, too.
Okay, well, give me an intro.
Win tickets to see the Patriots and Jets with the New York Ticket Weasels.
That weasel sounds freaking filthy.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I do not like the sound of that weasel. It's uncomfortable.
Sounds like Bill smacking his lips at the press conference.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to be at Sunday's Patriots game against the Jets. Tune into the Hub for pregame with Bertrand and Gasper and postgame with Jim and Joe Murray. We should probably take two entrants in case the first one gets the favorite Jet wrong. Okay, it's not just caller 10, but caller 10 has to name the New York Ticket Weasel's favorite New York Jet of all time. Name him, and you win the tickets. If not, we'll go to caller 2. And hopefully one of the two knows that Jet's name. All right, we'll do it after Big Jim Murray's update. Go nowhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
No thanks.
Felger and Maz.
Those guys are always trouble.
I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ninth inning, 2-2 game, and Nathan Eovaldi takes over. Fly ball into right, pretty well hit. Carrying at the loss. One hop and off the wall. Correa will dig for second. It's a leadoff double for Houston.
Well, Correa did a better job. He wasn't all over the fastball, but he used the fastball velocity and went the other way. And in right field, you got to hit this a long way. And I'll tell you one thing. I think if he gets out of the box thinking triple, he gets triple.
I agree.
And I don't think he thought this ball was going to get over the head of Renfro. He was watching it down the first baseline, watching it as he went around first and then only made it to second. And that's a big difference, right? Because you get a man on third with three chances to get him in. There's no doubt in my mind he could have gotten to third.
So there's a few things unpacked there, and we'll give away these tickets in a second. But that was a Correa double to open up the ninth inning. Maz just mentioned it, too. The grunting you can hear of these pitchers is unbelievable.
Oh, it is. It's ridiculous. It sounds like Marcus Smart.
I said Monica Seles. Right, Marcus Smart. Totally. Greinke was bad. Jesus. Especially when you suck. Like, what's Greinke grunting for?
His arm's got to be crab meat at this point in his career. It's got to hurt.
That is good. You can hear that one as clear as day. He's constipated.
A little something. A little something, something going on out there on the mound.
What was he topping out at, too? Like 88?
Cranky?
Yeah.
Oh, he's lucky that he hits 90 now.
What are you grunting about?
Yeah, he couldn't.
Because it probably hurts.
Yeah, he couldn't. He couldn't break a pane of glass. It's ridiculous.
But on the Correa double, one, it's so right to call him out for not running hard.
Yeah.
That should have been a triple.
Absolutely.
That's a triple. For a guy, if you can run halfway, you know, if you're halfway decent speed, that's a triple. If you run hard, and he didn't. So, and then the ball got away from Vasquez subsequently on that at bat, and he didn't take third. And
correct.
It would have been, he would have had to have been, you know, really on it, but that was the point. He wasn't really on it. And so I thought they were going to leave that run hanging there, and that he came in finally on the Castro single. But it, you know, if they hadn't have scored that, I would have gone back and looked and said, "What's your problem, man? Run!"
Yeah, every little bit matters. Every little bit matters in these games, and I just think these players get so conditioned to playing the marathon. And they, you know, they loaf half the time and play at 60% speed or whatever it is. They get into these big games, and a lot of them don't know how to turn it on. So, and the, you know, the Astros have some quit in them, too. They have a little bit of that.
Oh, boy, did I think they had the quit in them. But then they didn't quit last night.
No, they showed up.
And then I forgot. They came back from 3-0 against Tampa last year?
They did. They forced a game 7 and then lost.
That was wiped from my memory.
Yep.
So, anyway, I underestimated them. I thought the thing was over. I still like the Red Sox. I still think you have to, because I do think you have a pitching advantage. I mean, you've at least gotten some starting pitching, you know. And in this day and age, given the way it looks across the league, some of your guys look like they're, you know, Iron Man. You go into the fifth or sixth inning, it's like, oh my God, look at this guy putting the team on his back. It's because the bar has been lowered so much on how long these guys go, that you get into the fifth or the sixth, it's like, wow, this is Jack Morris all over again. It's really just a sixth inning. And Pavetta threw 65 pitches last night. But be that as it may, you're getting those little stints, and Houston isn't. And I do, you know, you got Tanner Houck lined up tonight. Who do you got lined up on Houston's side?
Nobody.
And I have no faith in Sale, but Houck's going to be ready first inning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, not to be cynical or negative,
but no, because you would never do that.
No, I just, you know, just trying to, you know, just a disclaimer.
So not your nature.
Yeah, Houck hasn't been great his last couple of times out. Now, again, I'll take my chances. I'd rather have him than Chris Sale, if you want to know the truth. But, you know, I think, this is stating the obvious, but you say you still like their chances, not if they lose tonight. You got to win 2 down there. Eduardo Rodriguez is somewhere going to have to get on the mound in Houston and not crap his pants. I don't love that scenario. So I take my chances, I guess, with Pavetta down there. You know, certainly I'd be more willing to use him in a big spot than Eduardo Rodriguez. But you're going to have to win 2 games down there. If you lose tonight, I don't like your chances.
Okay, let's give away these tickets. Joseph in Providence, that's right. Number 1 there, Jimmy, line 8. Just want to make sure. Joseph in Providence, you are a 10th caller. Who is the New York Ticket Weasel's favorite New York Jet of all time?
Mark Gastineau.
Very good.
Very good.
Congratulations,
right.
Joseph.
Mark Gastineau.
You a Jets fan? Okay, never mind. I don't need to chat with him anyway. Joseph, congratulations. You're not a Jets fan, are you?
Of course not.
Okay, good. Just to know. All right. I mean, we give them to you anyway. But congratulations. We will give away another pair, folks, if you lost out here. We have another pair coming at around 5:30. All right, so listen for the New York Ticket Weasel's second favorite Jet. He's got another one. It's not just Gastineau.
Oh, I don't know if the New York Ticket Weasel's a fan of this other player he mentions.
Oh.
He mentions another player anyway.
Maybe he's critical of him.
So you have to know who that player is. You want to do it right now?
Sure, why not?
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, again, we'll give the tickets away at 5:30.
I got to get a cup of coffee.
You got to know who the Ticket Weasel's mentioning here when you call us at 5:30. Give us the name, Jimmy.
I'll tell you right now, bro. No one's been worse for this city than f***ing de Blasio. But he ain't breaking my heart like the f***ing Jets and this new loser quarterback, Zach Wilson. Take off that f***ing headband, you squid, you f***ing loser. I hate you.
Wow, sounds like the New York Ticket Weasel might want to call Howie, too.
It's an angry weasel.
That is.
Yeah.
That is. And who's doing the voice? I get Maz. I mean, that is Mazzy, but it's not Maz.
No, it's not me. No.
No, it was me.
I think it's Murray.
I did it last night.
Yeah, no, very good, Murray. Yeah, he might, you know, he might have put a vice on a body part or something to hit that note, but right, he got there.
So let's just say that's the New York Ticket Weasel's least favorite Jet currently, all right? So name the New York Ticket Weasel's least favorite Jet at 5:30, and you will win a pair to see Patriots Jets on Sunday. I promise. Back to your calls. Long commercial-free segment next.
Austin's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting it?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ninth inning, 2-2 game, and Nathan Eovaldi takes over. Fly ball into right, pretty well hit. Carrying at the logs. One hop and off the wall. Correa will dig. Second, it's a leadoff double for Houston. That is a base hit into center. Correa coming to the plate. Astros take the lead here in game four. This is the pitch that almost caught enough of the strike zone. Eovaldi yelling out after not getting that call. And then Jason Castro trying to be the hero for Houston in game four. And now with the bases loaded after a walk to Altuve, here's Brantley, and on the mound is Martin Perez. That's a line drive into right center field. Is going to get down and go to the wall and clear the bases. Three more runs are going to score for the Astros as Brantley knocks it into the gap and blows it open here in the ninth. Ninth man to bat in the inning after the intentional pass. Here's a little flare base hit into left. Here comes Brantley. Throw home by Verdugo is too late. Another run. It's 7-2 Houston. And here is a rocket shallow right. Arroyo can't get Tucker. Another run scores Alvarez. And it's 9-2 in the ninth.
So that was the ninth inning last night. A little jarring, I got to tell you.
Yeah, with good reason. And again, I looked it up during the break. The Red Sox are 0-4 in save opportunities this postseason. They had one in game one. That was Tanner Houck. He blew it there. Last night, obviously, Whitlock blew it. And it happened in the last two games against the Rays, but you came back and won the game in spite of it. So they've blown saves in their last four losses. Just keep an eye on that.
Okay, we've given away our tickets. We're taking sports calls now. Our Patriots topic, Red Sox, Astros, of course. A couple open lines at 617-779-0985. No more tickets until 5:30. Back to the calls. Our buddy Dan's in Quincy. Hi, Daniel.
You know, I felt like they could have expanded the lead in the first inning because after the two-run homer, they I think it was a walk and then a throwing error by Bregman, and then Renfro shot one down the third baseline and Bregman picked it.
Yep.
And that would have been a run and maybe more. I know there was two outs, but you got to score often and early against this team. I mean, that could have been a big play. The crowd was into it anyways. Just thought it was maybe it would have been insignificant. And the other, I can't remember what inning it was, but because my mind is like mush. These games are killing me, but Schwarber's foot came off the bag.
Yep.
And I can't remember. Was that on a double play?
I don't think so, Danny. I remember the play, though. The Red Sox got away with one there.
Okay, so I don't remember this.
Yeah, Schwarber stretched for a ball. It was a bang-bang kind of play at first base. They called him out. And I thought, initially when the play happened, I thought, ooh, that's close. They showed the replay. I want to say it was Altuve who hit it. Mm. And then I looked at it and said, oh, no, the throw beat him. He was absolutely out. And they showed a real tight replay of Schwarber's foot, and it came off the bag. And so I would, again, this is something you got to watch, these little things with Schwarber at first base. He had a game during the regular season where he took his foot off the bag too early. Obviously, there have been a couple of misplays down there. That play play in the ninth inning last night where the throw came over from Martin Perez and it was in the baseline.
But oh, yeah, yeah.
Schwarber kind of stuck his arm out and then pulled it back. And it's a tough play for a first baseman. But even so, he's inexperienced, and so it's going to show up. These are little things that have shown up, and he did. He took his foot off the bag again last night.
And I rarely, if ever, agree with Danny, but he's right to bring up that thing in the first inning with Renfroe, because for the last couple of games, the Red Sox offense has been hitting Houston like a tidal wave. They open up against a shaky Greinke that early. That game probably goes the other way.
Definitely. I thought that was the story of the game. They didn't cash in early and often enough, and they had traffic all game long. We've got Jay in Grafton on Laz Diaz. What do you think, Jay?
It's 2021. Why are we still talking about bad calls? Mike, have you watched a tennis match recently?
Well, yeah, I check in. I see that replay. Do you believe it? Do you think that's legit or do you think that's faked?
It's definitely legit, and it's all robotic now. They don't even have lines people in general. It's an automated voice over the PA system making a call. It's instant, definitive, and it lets the players decide the outcome.
I understand. I'm talking about like the cartoon computer. You've seen tennis, right?
When yeah, they've seen a little of it.
They go to replay, and they show this animated sort of reenactment of where the ball hit.
Like you would find on the web with a plane crash.
Like, I don't believe it. I don't know. Okay, I'll assume that it's right in real time, that the sensor gets it right. But that cartoon reenactment can go F itself.
Yeah, look.
I don't believe you.
Well, they do it in baseball.
Seriously.
No, it's just because you hate the aesthetics of it.
I do.
Have you seen TrackMan or anything like that? Like, it's incredibly accurate.
But they do the same thing with the strike zone. You'll see, like, if the ball clips the strike zone, the shade turns a different color.
Yeah, and I don't buy that either. That Nesson strike zone can go, again, kiss the underside of my ass. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't. And I also think that the difference in tennis is there are actual lines drawn on the court.
Thank you.
So in baseball, you don't have that.
Where's the high strike?
Correct. It's subjective.
Armpit, letters. What exactly is it? What's the rule? Okay. I mean, honestly, what's the rule
say? No, it's a good point. It's supposed to be, we're basically just below the letters.
Okay, letters. Where are your letters? Are your letters high on your uniform? Or are they low on your uniform? Do you have cursive? Do they go up? Do they go down? Why? What's your team name? Does the B in Brewers stick up? Is that your letter? Like, so that's not tennis. Tennis, there's a line.
It's exactly.
Either, and I don't even believe that. So, like, I am not one of these guys that wants computerized balls and strikes. Do you?
No.
I mean, if it will drastically speed up the game, I would consider it. I'd consider anything to speed up the game.
I'm laughing because do you remember they tried this in the minor leagues and Frank Viola got thrown out for arguing with the computerized umpire?
Oh, right.
That's right. The machine threw him out. Another example. Don't challenge the machines.
So the point is you're still going to get the bull crap. We get it anyway. You get it with the machines because we think the machines are getting it wrong.
Thank you. So this is like, I'll do 4 hours on this if you want. It doesn't work. Replay doesn't work. The technology doesn't work. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it better. How many examples do you need to see of this? Every sport is replay, and all we have is more complaints after games. Not less. We have more. It doesn't work. It doesn't solve your issue of getting everything right. It doesn't get everything right.
I will say, though, when we saw the replay of that bad call, Laz Diaz's head is over the right shoulder of Christian Vasquez. The pitch is on the other side of the plate. And it blows me away that a lot of umpires do this. His head should be right on top of Vasquez's head. That's the only way you can see both sides of the plate.
So this does not nullify the fact that Laz Diaz blows. And it's a joke that he's behind the plate in a game like that. Guy in Boston on Bill Belichick. I'm not surprised. Yeah, I don't need to guess what you have to say, Guy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Michael, Bill Belichick's not going to have the option. He's going to get his ass fired and all the little Belichicks. And I think Greg Bedard is starting to see it my way, and I'm not going to be happy until I hear him say that Belichick sucks. Thank you.
No, thank you. I understand Guy's point of view. Belichick doesn't suck, okay? It's just, has the game passed him by, and people are going to hold his record without Brady against him. They're going to hold it against him, unlike almost any other coach I've ever seen. No one holds Red's record without Bill Russell against him. Does he even have a record without Bill Russell? I can't even remember. He was coaching before he got Russell, right?
Yes.
So, like, what was Red's record before Russell? No one knows it. Bill's record without Brady? It's on billboards. So it's held against him. And as we've mentioned, it's self-inflicted because he cares about where the credit goes and what his record was without Parcells and all of this. But he's getting it. But let's not get goofy and say that he sucks.
I think that's the real genesis of it, is that Bill has gone so far out of his way to let people know what his contributions and achievements are that now people are throwing it back in his face.
Absolutely. 100%. And if Bill just gave it all to Brady and said from the start, it's about this guy. And we're all just, you know, we're all doing what we can to surround him because he's the genius. No one would hold this against him.
If it played out the way he thought it would, no one would hold it against him.
Bingo, if you were still winning, if still looked like the Patriots, he would have won that thing. Okay, but I think he's getting what he deserves here. We have a 90-second update from Big Jim Murray, and we're back with more of your thoughts. This Patriots item, but mostly Red Sox, Astros. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend, and that's something that for the longest time I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.